Over the past few years, illegal immigrants have been given U.S. bank debit cards from the United Nations, reportedly $1.6 billion.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, let me see. I'm standing outside the United Nations office in Tapachula, Mexico. One of the things that is happening here and all along the migrant trail is that the United Nations is handing out cash and debit cards and rental assistance and movement assistance to immigrants to help sustain them on their road to El Norte.
Catholic Charities have been managing the illegal invasion at the southern border, spending millions while profiting billions. And the local police admit that they are under their direction.
The officers were all here with the under the direction of Catholic Charities.
Richard Poiso of Chicago reported that these illegals are getting Social Security cards within 4 months of crossing the southern border.
So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States. 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I can't hire you, man. I gotta hire like legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm legitimate now. And he's broken English, kind of bits and pieces together, and he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket, and he says, I got Social Security card now, and I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. This dude got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently got his worker's permit. And now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work. We have people literally trying to do everything that have been waiting for years that still don't have what this guy has in 4 months. That's how fucked up our government is. That's how much they care about the illegal migrants more than they care about their own people. The problem is, and this is fucked up for me to say this, some Americans have done this to themselves because they're fucking lazy and they won't get off their ass to go out and actually get the stuff done that they're trying to get done, that they need to be getting done. Like, this guy came here knowing that he could lose his life, lose everything. He gets here. Now he's a worker. Within 4 months, done all his paperwork, went to all his appointments and stuff, and figured out the system, and is hustling. It's really, really, really messed up that they would do this for people that are not even from this country. They didn't help build this country. They didn't help contribute to this country. And they just walk right in like they do and just get handed ID, Social Security card, just get them on the payroll and stuff. Let's just do it for them. Let's get them set, but not take care of our own people that are on the streets. It's messed up.
Joe Biden opposes the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote for him this November. Without having to provide proof of citizenship, a Social Security card and a driver's license will certainly suffice. Voter fraud may not be necessary if 30 million UN migrants can vote. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.